Good morning. We're going to switch gears a little bit away from GIS and go to look a little bit at HIV surveillance. My name is Kate Finnegan. I am presenting work that we did at the Ruth M. Rothstein Core Center, which is an infectious disease clinic in Chicago, Illinois. And we're going to talk about a comparison of using public health lab-based surveillance data versus clinical visit data to assess HIV patient engagement and care. Oh, and I have no conflicts to report. So there are three kind of learning objectives that I hope we can take away from this. The first is that we can differentiate between clinical and lab-based measures of patient engagement and care. There are several different ways to measure HIV patients' engagement with their primary care providers, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And then explain the utility of sensitivity, specificity, and receiver operating characteristic curve as it relates to these very measures of HIV patient engagement. And lastly, we want to evaluate the efficacy of using lab-based surveillance measures as a tool to assess patient engagement. So a little bit of background. Incidence of HIV in the United States has failed to decline, especially between 2008 and 2010. We have even seen an increase among young men who have sex with men, ages 13 to 24. There's a key component in that is that there's this big treatment as prevention push. And for that to be successful, patients need to be in care with their primary care provider. So the National HIV and AIDS Strategy has set a goal of increasing the percentage of Ryan White patients or program clients as retained in care to 80% by 2015. So what that means kind of at a clinical level is that we're looking to see if our patients are meeting these definitions. But part of the problem is that there's not a standardized definition for engaged in care. I have three kind of definitions here. The CDC has a definition of having greater than or equal to 2 CD4 viral load labs reported at least 3 months apart in the year of 2010. And that's about 51% of people living with HIV and AIDS in the United States. HRSA has two definitions. One is at least two visits in 2010, at least 90 days apart, and that's about 76% of patients. And the third is having a visit in successive six-month periods over 24 months. So this is the most involved definition. So over the course of 2 years, every 6 months, a patient has to have a visit, and that's about 69% of patients. And that's a pretty widespread, as you can see. There are a couple of things to note. In 2010, CDC changed its regulations of what was required reporting for labs, and they made it all labs reportable. So that kind of had an effect on how our analysis was carried out, just based on completeness of data sets over time and how long, kind of a lag in clinics reporting these measures. So this is the continuum of care in Chicago in 2010. We estimate that of the people living with HIV and AIDS, about 84% of them have been diagnosed, and 66% of people living with HIV and AIDS have been linked to care, which means they've had at least one visit with an HIV primary care provider. And then it is estimated that 51% of them are in care, and this is maybe even the most flexible definition, having at least one medical center visit in 2010, and that's kind of where we're focusing, because that's 29% difference from where the National HIV AIDS Strategy would like for people to be by next year. So what we really wanted to do was determine the utility of using HIV surveillance lab-based measures to measure patient engagement or non-engagement. There's a couple reasons for this. The first is to give insight to the Department of Health as to how this surveillance lab-based data corresponds to clinical visit-based data. The second is to determine if surveillance-based assessment of patient engagement could actually be useful for clinical care providers to track patient engagement. And this is really important on a lot of levels. The HIV patient population that we serve at the Core Center, we serve about a third of Chicago's HIV positive patient population, which is about 5,500 discrete patients every year. And we do our best to track these patients. We have outreach workers that call and go to homes, but there are a lot of barriers to care, especially we see a lot of patients that are on Medicare and ADAP, Medicaid, so patients have unstable housing, they don't have issues like access to transportation. So we have a lot of trouble finding the patients that we haven't seen in a while. And this, using lab-based surveillance, we could at least kind of triage our efforts away from patients that are receiving care elsewhere that we don't know because we only have access to our clinical visit data, not the lab surveillance data of the whole city. So what we did was we used a clinical visit data-based definition for engagement as a gold standard, and we compared this with three different surveillance lab-based definitions for patient engagement and care. We seek to characterize the sensitivity, specificity, and receiver-operator characteristics of surveillance lab-based assessments for not being engaged. And we used visit data as a gold standard of which to compare lab-based definitions. So a little bit about sensitivity and specificity. It's not something everybody knows. Sensitivity is the proportion with the condition, so in this case not being engaged in care, which is detected by the test, the clinical rule or criteria, and we determine that to be the true positive. The specificity is a proportion of people without the condition, so in this case without non-engagement, or those people that are engaged in clinical care, who test negative, which is a true negative. And then the receiver-operator characteristics is a graphic plot, which illustrates performance of a binary classifier system, in this case being engaged or not engaged. And it's while its discrimination threshold is varied, which means the three lab surveillance definitions that we will be using is the varying threshold there. And then we create a plot of sensitivity versus one minus the specificity. The area under this curve is actually what tells us how well our test is performing. So a value of 0.5 or less suggests that it's useless, and a value closest to one is a perfect test or criteria. So that's kind of what this looks like. We really want our data points to be at the top corner up by one. So we used clinical visit data sets from Ruth M. Rothstein Core Center. We had two data sets. We had engaged patients, which are patients that met the Department for Health and Human Services definition for being in continuous care. So this is at least one visit every 6 months over 24 months, and they had to have 60 days, between the first medical visit and the next medical visit. So they couldn't have them be a month apart. They needed to be at least 2 months. And the non-engaged patients were those that had at least one visit in the second half of 2010 and no visit in 2011. We then matched these patients against the CDPH lab surveillance database, which is called EHARS. We did exclude patients that were deceased, had moved out of jurisdiction, or cases that did not reside in Chicago at the time of diagnosis. The city only owns the cases that were diagnosed in Chicago, so that kind of really limited our data matching ability. And there are three different lab-based definitions that we considered for engaged in care. The first is having at least one lab reported to CDPH in 2011. The second is having at least two labs reported. And the third is having at least two labs reported from the same facility, which we see as being the best measure for engagement under lab-based surveillance, just because if someone is coming in and to the ER, they're not actually being seen by their primary care physician. So we really want people to be having labs from their primary care provider on a regular basis. And then we calculated the sensitivity, specificity, and the area under the receiver-operator characteristic curve. So here's kind of how the matching for our core center patients went with the CDPH surveillance database. We had 2,906 patients from the core center. 441 of those were determined to be non-engaged, and 284 of them matched to CDPH's database. 29 were deceased, 55 had moved out of jurisdiction, which left us with 200 non-engaged patients. The engaged patients, there were 2,464, 1,900 matched. We had 14 deceased, 170 that were out of jurisdiction, and two that had a diagnosis date in 2012. I should note that to be included in the analysis, everyone had to be, the patients we included were diagnosed before January 1st of 2010. So this is a kind of busy slide, but what we're really looking at is the 2x2 tables for determining true positives and true negatives for the three definitions. It's easier to see on the slide. So for definition number one, for having no lab in 2011, The true positive rate was 53.5%, which is pretty low, but the true negative rate was 98.7%, which is a very, very good test for engagement in care. For definition two, we had, which is having less than two labs in 2011, the true positive rate jumped to 72%, and our true negative dropped a little bit to 91.6%, but that's still a pretty solid measure for true negativity. And then definition three was having less than two labs from the same facility, and that bumped our true positive rate up to 78% with a true negative of 90.8%. And as you can see, it makes a very nice curve there, and the area under the curve is 0.913, which is an excellent fit for this test criteria. There were several limitations. I've mentioned a couple of patients in the database, again, include only those patients that Chicago owned. There's not really a true gold standard when you're considering which patients are engaged in care. We could have picked lab surveillance, but we had access to clinical visit data, so that's kind of where we started. Patients also could have received labs in the emergency department or urgent care, and labs don't really equate to actually being engaged in care. It's just one measure that we can kind of look at. There's also an evolving maturity of the collection of lab surveillance data, which kind of gave us a non-standard definition for those patients that were not engaged, and that's really due to the change in reporting that happened in 2010. Because these labs were not reliably collected in 2010, and we did not have access to complete data for 2012, it takes about a year for the city to have an updated data set. So the 2012 data is not actually complete until the end of 2013. So that kind of really limited us to being able to only look at data from 2011. But we did see that matching these non-engaged patients to lab-based surveillance is informative, and it does have high sensitivity and specificity when you're comparing it to clinical visit data. It does indicate that a system for bidirectional data sharing between a Department of Health and clinical care provider, such as the Core Center, could improve engagement and retention activities for these patients, and that creating a public health information exchange for HIV patients would really facilitate the process of identifying and re-engaging these patients. I do want to acknowledge Dr. Lubelchek. He is the PI for this project at the Ruth M. Rothstein Core Center, our collaborators at the Chicago Department of Public Health, and then our support was through the CIFAR eCHIP supplemental funding through the District of Columbia Center for AIDS Research. Thank you.